Hanuman in Lanka. Hanuman changed his form into that of a small monkey and entered the gates of Lanka. When he was stopped by the gatekeeper Lankini, a demoness, he gave her a mighty blow from which she could not recover. She told Hanuman that it was predicted that the day the gatekeeper of Lanka was defeated, Ravana would be in danger. Hanuman continued his search for Sita when he came across a tulsi garden and saw a temple of Hari. So he changed himself to a Brahmin and went there. He met a man who was chanting the name of Hari. He introduced himself as Vibhishana, the brother of Ravana. Vibhishana was a pious man. When Hanuman confided that he was Rama's follower and had come in search of Sita, he fell at Hanuman's feet. Vibhishana said, "I am yearning to see Rama, but I belong to the demonic Rakshasa tribe. Will Rama bless me with his darshan?" Hanuman reassured him, "Rama will not be bothered by considerations of family, caste or religion. He will only look at the purity of your feelings. He will grant you the darshan you are yearning for. Do not grieve." Vibhishana also gave Hanuman directions to reach Ashokavana where Sita was being kept. Hanuman proceeded to Ashokavana, jumping unnoticed from branch to branch, hiding behind clusters of leaves. He soon saw Sita sitting under a tree surrounded by Rakshasis. Just then Ravana came and tried to threaten her to become his queen. But Sita never even looked at Ravana. She only repeated Rama's name. Hanuman dropped Rama's ring in front of Sita. She was happy when she recognized Rama's ring and looked around when she heard Rama's name being spoken by a small monkey. He came near and related a few confidential details known only to Rama and Sita to prove that he was truly a servant of Rama. He assumed his normal size and said that by Rama's grace he could reach Lanka. He wanted to carry Mother Sita on his back to Rama, but Sita refused. She said that Rama would come and defeat Ravana and take her back with honor. Before departing, he changed back into the form of a small monkey. He ate some tasty fruits and threw away the fruits that were not good. He crushed the flowers and uprooted trees. When this news reached Ravana's ears, he sent hordes of Rakshasas to catch the monkey, but they failed. Finally, Hanuman was taken to the audience hall of Ravana. He introduced himself as the messenger of Rama. Hanuman told Ravana to release Sita and show reverence to Rama if he wanted peace. Else, he and his kingdom would be destroyed by Rama. Ravana was enraged and ordered the monkey's death. At this time, Vibhishana intervened and said that since Hanuman was a messenger, it was not right to kill him. So it was decided to set his tail on fire. Cloth was tied around his tail and oil was brought to soak it. While this was being done, Hanuman's tail kept on increasing in length and a huge amount of cloth and oil were used to tie. Finally, his tail was set on fire and he was paraded through the streets of Lanka. He soon shrank in size, shook off the ropes that bound him and escaped. Then, with the torch of his burning tail, he jumped from building to building and set the entire city on fire. Then he dipped his tail in the waters to put out the flame. Then Hanuman went to Sita and requested for a token from Sita to Rama to prove to Rama that he had indeed met Sita. Sita handed a gem-set jewel to Hanuman and asked him to take it to Rama. Then Hanuman leaped over the ocean and went back to Rama. He narrated everything in detail to Rama and gave him the crest jewel that Sita had given him. Soon, Rama asked Lakshmana to get ready for the campaign. Rama blessed all the monkey warriors. As soon as they stepped forward, good omens greeted them. Ravana's wife Mandodari fell at Ravana's feet, requesting him to send back Sita. But Ravana refused to listen to her.